Name here is Bill.
Good morning, Bill. I went out, had my walk, came back, had some breakfast, and now we'll start into the day's activities. I don't know where to start, but maybe we'll start in the middle of the work towards each end.
Sound like you had a good start. And I usually walk my dogs around 8:30, 9 o'clock. I wasn't able to do it this morning, but I went to the doctor. Nothing serious, just a couple minor things. But I didn't get to walk my doggies this morning. I missed that. Wasn't too bad this morning. I got about 6 and around 7 o'clock, sat outside and had some coffee. It's actually quite pleasant, but I don't think it's going to be that way this afternoon. I've got a list of things to do as well this afternoon, but most of those will be indoor activities. What was your name again?
Friday, K2SST, and I'm in Etowah. Yeah, I get up every morning and try to get my walk in by 9 o'clock. I live in a gated community, and people are out walking, riding their bicycles at 7, 8, 9. By 10 o'clock, I think they're all done and back in the house hibernating. The weather is hot here, but it's not as bad as Arizona.
Yeah, I can imagine. I have been there before, but it's been a long time ago. Yeah, and Etowah's nice. It's kind of in the hills, so I've been there before. It's very nice area.
The development I live in is relatively flat. Has a little bit of a rise, but no hills. So you can walk around, ride a bike, and you're basically on level ground. I've been working on the antenna. I have a Chris Craft vertical, but it won't load on 10. So I got a mag mount, and I set up a base plate, and I've got it down to almost 1-to-1 across the 10-meter band, and if somebody comes on 10, I'll talk to them.
Yeah, there you go. So what do you have the mag mounted on?
I've got two pieces of sheet metal, and they're about 4 foot square. I put a ballon in the line and adjusted it. Got the SWRs down to 1.2, 1.4. Got the impedance down to about 56. Usually the mag mount is somewhere around 30, 40 something, but I got this one to almost match the line. So if I get anyone, I should get most of the power to them. I won't be losing much.
That's great. Well, good. You'll be doing quite well. My project for the next 2 weeks is to put up a 40-meter ground plane. I've got lots and lots of trees. I got to find a suitable one and stick up a pulley and pull up the ground plane. It'll be all wire. And I'll have the radios coming down at an angle, try to get the beaters up to 50. I'm sure. And I've got a shunt coil in there I can tap off and adjust it where anything I want. Anyway, so that's a kind of a project. The reason I went to the doctor, I had my foot started swelling up. It's got an infection. I cut it somehow. I think I know how. But I did a lot of walking, and instead of finding out what was causing the problem, I kept walking with a pair of shoes that I need to throw away. But anyway, I broke the skin, and near the place where most people would have a bunion, and he got infected, and that's what I went to the doctor about. Anyway, he gave me some stuff, should take care of it. But I wanted to go away so I can work on my projects. Over.
You timed it out. You just told me about your foot and there you were going to go on to some more projects. When you procrastinate on something, especially something with your body, that could be detrimental.
You got everything. That's when I turned it over to you. That's right. So, the problem was I couldn't get to a doctor right away because I was up near Rosamond, North Carolina since Thursday. Didn't go home until Friday. Until Sunday. And then what I did, once I did get home, I went over to one of the doc in the boxes and they gave me some prednisone that it takes care of the infection. So I went to see my family doctor.
Prednisone is good. Prednisone will either do well for you, or prednisone will kill you.
You got real noisy. Say that again.
I guess you're moving. Say, prednisone will either do things very well for you, or it'll kill you.
Yeah, I about killed my wife. Prednisone did. She went into a coma. I know about prednisone, how bad it can be. It's not for everybody. And my wife was diabetic, and she got prescribed prednisone. It just drove her blood sugar crazy. Put her in a coma, and she was in ICU for about a week.
Oh, great. You're full crying, but you're getting scratchy. I assume you're moving. I'm with the radio club in Hendersonville, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. Their website is radioclub.org, and we're on Zoom once a month. They've had some interesting meetings, so if you're interested in seeing some meetings, look up radioclub.org, and I'm sure it'll mention it in our newsletter.
You know, we have a Blue Ridge Radio Society down here. A lot of people get mixed up with Blue Ridge Radio Club. I'm not a member of it presently. I'm a member of the Greer Club. And we have Zoom meetings. I have attended a couple and some other organizations' Zoom meetings. And they can be pretty interesting. But I tend not to go to a lot of them. I know a lot of people enjoy doing that, but I don't know. It's just not the same as being in a meeting. But you do get to talk to a lot of your friends.
See for ID. The last meeting we had, the fellow put on. I'm not sure how long it lasted, but it lasted an hour. I don't remember. But he put on a presentation on antennas, on balance, on. Different antennas, how to adjust them. It was stuff I knew and some stuff I learned that I didn't know. And it was really interesting. When I was president of the club, I went down to the Blue Ridge Society for a meeting there. I was going around to the different clubs, see if we could get them together. It never happened. And he gave we have some good speakers, so it's interesting. And you're not having meetings anymore until this coronavirus goes away, and who knows when that's going to happen. I hope you got everything.
It's fine. You're 100% here. You're doing very well. Well, yeah, I think a lot of people are using Zoom, that's for sure. And sound like a good... like y'all doing a very good job.
This is going to have to cut it short. I didn't get any of what you were saying. It was like it was an intermod. It kept coming on, going off, going on, going off. I could hear you in the background, but I couldn't understand anything you said. Maybe we'll get in contact again whenever I'm in the radio room. The two-meter is on scan, so maybe we'll get to talk again. It has been a pleasure talking to you. It's K2SST.
Yeah, that intermod or carrier's been coming and going all morning. So I don't know where it's coming from, but it's causing a problem. That's what got you a while ago, and I couldn't hear you. All right, 73, really enjoyed the conversation, and I hope we can do it again real soon. I do think maybe we've talked one time before, but it's been quite some time ago. 73, so you have 4 IQ.
We may have to go before. The age is 85. You don't write it down, it never occurred. We may have talked before. Age was a secret.
4CBA mobile.